Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Hey, welcome to Bustin' Balls. I'm Pat Caputo along with the webmaster extraordinaire. That's Evan Jenkins. We're here all the time talking drafts, prospects, and the future, and it is our time of the year. We got one of the drafts coming up here. Whoa, the NBA draft. Although some of the sizzle isn't really there because usually the Pistons have a pick that's very high in the draft. Matter of fact, they had number one pick in the draft one year.
And five like every other year.
Yeah. I mean, they've blown a lot of those picks in the past and all that, but that is the past. Right now the Pistons coming off a 44-win season and with a lot of young players, and they don't have a first-round draft pick this year. They picked 37th. And we'll go over that right away, and because I know a lot of folks are interested anyway, and who knows on draft night what's going to go on. They move these picks like, somebody moves chips at the casino. I mean, it's just absolutely maddening the way the draft is, and the draft is getting more and more that way. So we'll get into that, and then we'll also look at the top picks in the draft and who's going to possibly have the most impact. Look at a couple of local guys that'll be available and just talk about it. So thanks for joining us today. Now, first of all, Evan, trying to pick the 37th pick in the NBA draft is, a little bit, and I follow this closely.
You don't get this right, Pat, I swear.
Yeah, well, you follow closely, I follow closely. It is a little difficult. But what I'm going to do is I'm going to break down a couple players that could be there for the Pistons and also have European flavor and or foreign flavor. You know, they're internationals. And that really might be the way that the Pistons want to go in this particular draft. And I would say that, in one player that's kind of obvious for them at 37 if he's there, that I really love among the college players. If this guy falls to them and they take him, I like it a lot. Now, first of all, I'm going to go over the foreign players. And I know not a lot of people know who these guys are, but I'll start. Ben Saraf is a 6'6 guard. He's Israeli. He played this year in Germany. He is a terrific shooter. It's always the same story. Not really a terrific shooter. All these guys, and even in college ranks, when you're talking about 37th overall and projecting them, they look like they have pretty good form on their shot. They look like they can get it off, and they all shoot below 35% it takes. So Saraf fits into that. But he is the best of the players that may be there, and it's a reach to say he will be. If he falls to them, they've got to take him. If he may be in the first round, he's a very good player, from what I can tell watching him. And again, this is somebody looking at a lot of highlights, trying to find some full games on him, and I did a little bit, so you can see, you know, what the flow of the action is. It's not just highlights. But I like his overall game, the way he can move the ball in the open court and do things. Again, you take a 6'6" a player from Europe, you don't know what he's going to do defensively. You don't know whether he's got the lateral quickness, and I really can't tell. All I know is that he has skill, and I know he has size, and I know that there's potential. Like a lot of players, you got to understand, Cade was a 32% three. All these guys come into league shooting 30-some, low 30s.
Yeah.
And then they move up. And I think he is the best of those. A player that I think, and it isn't ranked as high as where the Pistons are taking him in a general sense. Again, another international player, a guy from Australia, his name's Alex Tui. Now, the thing about Tui is that he's got an NBA size. He's got NBA strength. And he's got an absolutely flawless-looking shot. And he played in the Australian Professional League. And I really wish, just for my sake, that the kid had taken his scholarship opportunity at Gonzaga.
Yeah.
And I would know a lot more about him.
Right.
All right? But he's got a beautiful shot. But it doesn't go in that much. I mean, in a limited amount of games, again, we're getting to that. He only hit like 32-33% from threes. And there's some question about he's a real good defender in the lane. You can see that where he moves into the lane and makes steals. And you can see enough athleticism when it comes down to, you know, going down the lane and throwing down some dunks or things like that. There are some views of that. Again, it gets down to looking at him. Is he going to have lateral quickness? Will he be able to make those threes? But again, this is a guy that's got the size, the projectile of somebody. And if he had played in the United States in college basketball, which he was scheduled to do, and he went through the NBA developmental program, so they are everybody's fully aware of him, I think he's somebody that would be a pretty good pick. For the Pistons. The best guy that I can see in this draft for the Pistons, and I don't know if he'll be there at 37, assuming they do that, is probably Noah Penda. He's a 6'8" athlete. I mean, a beast of an athlete. A big NBA body, 19 years old, playing in France. He is somebody that has an upside, I think. But he fits kind of a profile of a little more athletic Beef Stew. Maybe not as athletic, because Beef Stew was taken 16th overall and was the number one player in the country in high school.
I remember that. He could have gone to Michigan State.
Yeah, he could have gone anywhere he wanted. He decided to go to Washington. So that's another guy that if they take him, I would go, that's a pretty good pick right there. And he may not be there for them. Yannick Konin Niedhaus, and I think I'm pronouncing that right, is he's a skinnier version, but he's a version of Jalen Duren. And he's going to be taken, I think, early in the second round at minimum, just simply because his athleticism is off the charts. And by the way, on Serif, he's a lefty shooter. I thought it. You can see his lefty shooting. It's pretty.
I love a good lefty shooting.
Well, he's got a pretty good. Looks like he's got a pretty good mid-range game. So you know, but again, it makes him look more fluid. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You know,
no,
when you
I get
watch
exactly
him,
what you're saying.
When you watch him,
now go watch him in a mirror, and you won't think the same thing.
You won't think the same thing.
It's
yeah,
crazy.
If you got the reverse mirror, it's always like the left-handed batter versus right-handed batter, or lefty pitcher and right pitcher. But the thing about Niedhaus. Just an incredible athlete, big time hops, big time length. All right, and he's played against pretty good competition, I think, in France, and he's done well. But he hasn't played in the big France league, so that's part of the issue. It's like, what would he do against men, and how much does that matter? How much do you want to have development for any of these?
You players? Think fans hear France and then they think. Sekou and Killian Hayes instantly, and they're like, no, stay away.
Could be.
I always wonder about it. But France has become a hotbed for basketball. I mean, just go look at the Olympics was a prime example of them in the gold medal game.
Right.
But they're really producing talent.
And this is one of those talents.
Yeah.
All right. But again, it's hard to get a gauge on.
It really is.
You know, I'm sitting there looking at these guys, and I'm thinking, what would they do if they were playing in the Big Ten?
It's always an interesting question, too, because you're right, Pat. When you go and look on YouTube or wherever it is to get these highlights, that's what you get is highlights. You don't necessarily see the competition that they're playing against. Like, for instance, Michigan basketball signed a kid from overseas, and I'm looking at it, and I'm like, he's playing against kids that went to, like, Chippewa Valley. You have to put the equation of who he's playing against and how much are they dominating against lesser talent, I guess.
Well, in some cases, it's better talent. In some cases, it's lesser talent. And in the particular instance with Needham House, he's played in the lower league, not been in the big league like Wembanyama was.
Yeah, yeah.
And Killian Hayes
Bob
was.
Bob Carrington, and some, all yeah, those guys.
Right. So it's hard to get a gauge, but you can just see, like, hey, man, this guy's extraordinarily athletic. As far as there's one interesting player. And I believe, and I don't want to mispronounce his name, it's spelled Hansen Yang. He's a 7'2 player from China.
Okay.
Who is not a, he's not like Yao Ming. He's the complete opposite of Yao Ming. He's not, he's big, he's massive, and he's got a, you know, a baby face. He looks like he's like 15.
Looks like a child.
Right. And he is, though, skilled. He's a 7'2 guy with ball hands.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Handling skills and not a shot blocker, not a rebounder, but a stretch guy. Now, I don't know if that is like something that you can develop and then he fills out, you get him into where you've got him in your strength and conditioning and all those things, and he grows into his body more than whatever. But it's hard to project somebody that tall with those kind of hands.
Yeah.
I found him to be pretty impressive. So I know that's a bunch of names that you've never heard of before. All right? I mean, most of you. I mean, some of you are really into this. Just looking at it, and I've spent a lot of time on this, those are the guys that I'm thinking. Now, as far as the American collegiate players that might be there, to me it would be a no-brainer if Jameer Watkins is there from Florida State.
Sure.
Jameer Watkins is one hell of a player. I don't understand why he's not projected as a first-rounder. I'm just going by like a lot of people look at mock drafts, and I've seen him mentioned for the Pistons a couple times. And I'm thinking, I would take him in 2 seconds if you watch Florida State play. I mean, you're talking about somebody who has he's a below 35% three-point shooter, I think, but he has the makings for the shot. In the open court, he's absolute dynamite, and he can play D.
Yeah,
and he would fit their culture.
If you value Fred Vinson, too, and the shooting guru that he is, that he can take a guy like that and really improve the shooting.
He really fits their athletic profile.
Well, and you know how important defense is to J.B. Bickerstaff and the team in general, so I think you're on to something with that.
Now, what's difficult to gauge about this when it comes down to, there'll be a number of players that'll be recognizable to folks who follow college basketball.
Sure.
At that point, Cam Jones from Marquette, one of the best players in the country. But Cam Jones doesn't project as an NBA player in terms of his athleticism. But how do you weigh somebody who's a successful college player with the athletic equation? We've seen it before where the Pistons will take somebody who's developmental, and then they'll take somebody in the second round that people recognize their name. I think the classic example was Luka Garza. It's like, oh, man.
Even Marcus Sasser with Houston. I mean, he was on that Final Four team, and he played 4 years there. But I think when you talk about successful college basketball players that maybe don't translate to a first-round pick in the NBA, you instantly think of a guy like Draymond Green. And where I'm going with this is usually guys like that that were successful, that know how to play basketball, they have a high intelligence. When they get drafted to a really good team, that's you can probably say that with a lot of players, but that's where they're the most successful.
Well, and another guy, John Tanjay from Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I mean, great college player.
Yeah.
But he played forever. And it was like, hey, he's taking advantage maybe of playing against some 20-year-olds or whatever, 19-year-old, 18-year-olds. Jari Broom from
Johnny Broom. He's one of the guys the Pistons actually brought in for a visit from Auburn, a big that can stretch.
Big-time
player.
Everybody
knows him here.
Everybody knows him. He
Michigan and Michigan State both played him in the tournament, so you're very, very aware of him. And I just think that the options are going to be there for the Pistons at 37 to get either if you want a big like that, that's 6'11", almost 7 foot. I mean, they brought it.
He has no stretch skills, though.
A little bit with the three, at least in college. It's almost like it's a forced shot, but he's one of those.
Well, maybe. I mean, look
smart
at
dudes.
Look at Carl Anthony Towns. His form is terrible, and he makes them. You know?
Well, like same with like Adrian Payne when he played at Michigan State. His first couple of years, he was awful from three, and then all of a sudden, he's like a dead-eye shooter. Or Kenny Goins is another example of it. Some of them.
Well, they had great NBA careers.
What didn't he have a great one? I think overseas. He must have been playing with all those Oakland basketball players. But they brought in another guy like Andrew Carr from Kentucky.
Right.
I want to ask you about this guy.
Carr is another, you know, the vet.
Is Chaz Lanier from Tennessee. He was a senior. And I think a lot of these guys that are 23, 24 years old, they get knocked by NBA teams because that's considered old, quote unquote. But that's a guy that shot 40% from three at Tennessee, played at a big-time program, played against a lot of big-time players in all of his years that he was there. He's a senior. You don't see it very often.
Well, where is he going to get minutes?
And that's the question.
You know, bring
back a Beasley or something like that. That's a guy who he would.
Well,
be
Beasley, I would assume they're going to bring back, but I don't know for sure.
Just depends on the price,
right? Exactly. And you're talking about, is he better than Sasser?
Yeah,
because Sasser did contribute.
I like his game.
And Ivy's coming back, and obviously you've got Ron Holland.
Yeah,
and Asar Thompson, who are.
Kind of the same player, not really.
No, they're not. This guy's not remotely athletic like that.
No, I'm saying Ron Holland and Thompson are kind of like the same player on the team, where they can interchange those two guys that are instant energy going 1,000 miles an hour.
And Ron Holland's going to, you know, eventually, I think, you're going to see.
Either one of those guys gets an offensive game, Pat, watch out.
So, the smart thing is always take the best player.
I agree, and I think that they are in a unique position where they can actually do that regardless of the position on this team.
Yeah. Now, looking at that's the Pistons. Now, if you got any questions or whatever, or, you know, feel free to reach out. If you're on X, Pacaputo98 on X, Gentman Jenkins on X, and certainly there's other ways to contact us or whatever. You can call the shows. You know, I'm on. Sometimes, you know, if there's a call line open or whatever, but I'll always take your call on the NBA and the draft and all those different things. Now, looking at the draft as a whole, now, the entire world knows that Cooper Flagg is the best player available in this draft. The entire world is right.
Yes.
You know, where I differ, all right, with, you know, the view of it, because the consensus next pick is Dylan Harper, right?
Ron's kid.
Ron's kid. Ron's junior's brother played for the Crews.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Got playing for the Crews. And, you know, and Ace Bailey. Ace Bailey, I got to do a trivia quiz with our brand manager, used to be program director,
yeah.
Jimmy Powers, because Ace Bailey went to his high school.
Oh, really? Do you know? Okay, so I was reading a story the other day about Ace Bailey, and they say he's the most intriguing pick in this entire draft.
Is,
it was coming from a GM, where a GM says half of the GMs are scared to draft him because he could be a bust, while the other half are scared not to draft him because of the potential that he actually has. He's kind of like...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
An enigma where you don't know what you're going
to
get.
Well, it's hard when you got somebody that tall.
Yeah.
And then you're depending on him to be an outside player.
How much stock do you put into Bailey and Harper both being on Rutgers and not being able to get to the NCAA tournament?
A lot.
Yes.
Yeah, now, look, I'm not – again, we watched them play. They weren't that bad against Michigan and Michigan State.
No, not at all.
But they weren't that good either.
That's the problem. If you have pick 2 and 3 on your team, you should be a damn juggernaut.
I wasn't looking at them like, oh, my gosh, you know, Michigan State can't keep up with these guys. Look at these two. And there's two of them.
Yeah.
So while they're pretty good players and they weren't bad, they weren't dominant in any sense. So what does that mean at 18 compared to what you're projecting them to be at 2022?
Right.
So, and maybe it is biased just because we're in Big Ten country. You and I follow
the
Big
Ten. Yeah, we see a lot more Rutgers basketball than we need to.
Yeah, that's right. We do. We do. And Rutgers was kind of a tough team to watch in a certain way this year because you get kind of excited for their games. And I did see him go off one game that I was watching randomly, like the second half or something, against Northwestern. He had a big game against Northwestern.
Yeah, but what do you take out of that when it's Northwestern? You know what I mean?
So,
it's an enigma, but it's very intriguing that those two kids played right here in the Big Ten and could go 2 and 3.
Now, the two players that I love in this draft, I love them. I think they could be big-time stars. And I think there's two of them. They're about equal. But I really love these guys. One of them is VJ Edgecombe from Baylor.
Yes.
Big-time athlete, big-time potential, big-time NBA body. It's not yet, but you can see where this kid in 2 or 3 years – he could be a star.
Absolutely. He's a consensus top five
player. No, he's not. He's not refined the way he's going to be. His shot isn't what it is. He's a consensus top five pick. If he gets out of the top five, I'll be stunned. He is absolutely the talent. The player that I like has got a lot of dog in him and that athleticism and is probably the most underrated player in this draft, even though he's going to go very high, is Jeremiah Fears.
Jeremiah Fears?
Yeah,
from Oklahoma.
Oklahoma.
Yeah, the brother of the lesser Fears, Jeremy.
Yeah, look, he can...
he's a stud, man.
It goes down to, I saw the 30 points against Michigan.
Yeah.
All right, and he was big time in a lot of games. You know, he did very well at Arizona. He did very well against Kentucky. I saw him in a game against Missouri, which had a pretty good squad this year. The SEC was loaded up and down, and I thought he was just outstanding in the games that I actually watched. Parts of them, I didn't sit there and watch maybe the whole game, but 10-minute interludes. I thought this guy, you know, that's the guy that I would be looking to possibly look at. I don't know what to make of Trey Johnson at Texas.
Yeah, I don't know either. It's kind of a conundrum there, where there's some games where he looks phenomenal and others you look at him and you're like, maybe he should have stayed another year.
The most underrated prospect, from a standpoint of he didn't play college basketball, is Noah Eskenway. He's a player from France. He's just absolutely big time, dude.
Yeah, 6'10".
He can shoot. He can move. Now, the thing is, you talk about somebody there's not a lot of info on. All right? I mean, there's some highlights of him that show him dunking. But he has not been stateside. He hasn't met with any teams. So a lot of people are looking at it like, hey, what is this? So there's like virtually nothing. Like, you know, like how tall is he actually?
Right.
You know, he's listed at 6'10". Some people say 6'9 and a half, things like that. But he is just an incredible athlete. And you know what it reminds me of? And look, I'm not making a comparison, all right? But there's a bit of a mystery about this guy that's similar to what it was when Giannis Antetokounmpo came out. Right.
Okay. Yeah. You know, he was a big unknown.
Yeah. And there's a, you know, kind of a mystery. And it'll be interesting to see where he's taken. If he popped up in the top five, I would not be shocked. All right. And it would be the kind of the thing that would turn around the draft a little bit. If somebody traded up to try to get him, it wouldn't surprise me. On the other hand, if he dropped down to like 20, it wouldn't surprise me.
Right.
So he's kind of a wild card, I think, in this draft.
Is the most obvious pick of all time the number 10 pick to the Phoenix Suns?
Who's that?
Ishbia is going to go get Jace Richardson, isn't he?
Jace Richardson, look.
He's interesting to me, man. I don't think he's an NBA player, but.
I would not. If I were Jace Richardson, and I was surprised by this because his dad understands this.
Yeah.
He should have stayed in college. I don't think he's ready for the NBA.
Neither do I. It reminds me of like when James Young left Kentucky earlier after his freshman year where
something
he had
like
the potential.
Tons of examples like that.
And it's just listen, I understand he's not going to grow anymore, probably, most likely, and he's 6 foot, according to the NBA measurements. He was great for Michigan State down the stretch, but how does a 6 foot guard that necessarily isn't crazy athletic,
right,
gonna be able to get his shot off in the NBA? And that's a big key. If you can't get your own shot off in the NBA, good luck.
Well, you know, from the standpoint of that, if Ishbia or Phoenix did that, which I don't think they're going to do, but there's a possibility there. You bring up a good point. You know who Phoenix's general manager is now, don't you?
Yeah, he's the former, like, video guy of Michigan State.
No, he wasn't the video.
Oh, it's
Brian Gregory.
Yes. No, their coach was the former video guy at Michigan State when he was.
Right.
Yeah, so, Brian, Michigan State
so
legend.
So he's gone full mode Michigan State. The former point guard at Oakland who played 1 year with David Robinson at the Naval Academy.
Yeah.
You know, and I know Brian really well, and he's a smart guy, and it might be a great hire. I don't know. He did a great job at Dayton and didn't go so well for him at Georgia Tech, and then he was at South Florida, which is a tough place to win.
Sure.
And but he's, you know, he was Izzo's right-hand man, you know, part of that championship group. And so if there's a team that takes him, it might be Phoenix.
Yeah.
It might be. So, but I'm just looking at it and thinking he's more like 18 to 25 type of guy.
I completely agree, but if these mocks have him higher than I would have drafted him.
Yeah, because the guy was great.
He was great, but not NBA great.
Not NBA,
college great.
Right, right. There's a difference. Great. We're talking about two people who love the kid.
And also, I never expected like Bryn Forbes to blossom into an NBA player.
Yeah,
and
but Bryn Forbes had one thing.
Yeah, lethal shooter.
Lethal shooter. So if you get somebody that – I don't see that from Richardson.
No, he's a streaky shooter in my opinion.
Right, and he's a guy who creates.
Yeah.
So he's going to be able to do that. And, again, it gets down to how well can you defend.
Yep.
And that will often separate players. There have been two prime examples. They're old school examples with Michigan State. But there's three of them that I can think of. One of them was Mateen Cleaves. Couldn't defend. That was the biggest problem and didn't have the great shot, but he couldn't defend. And you had Scott Skiles, who had a great shot, was a great passer, and a true asset on the offensive end of the floor. But he couldn't defend. And then the other one was Sean Respert. Sean Respert was about as good a player as Michigan State's had. He was that great. But, you know, it's different. Steve Smith went into the NBA, and he was 6'6" playing point guard.
Right.
You know, compared to Respert and these, you know, 6 foot guys.
Drafted by?
Who?
Respert. Milwaukee Bucks.
Milwaukee Bucks. So, yeah.
I have the jersey.
Do you really?
Oh, yeah.
He bought into that one.
He
was
a
great
a
college
trash.
Player, man.
He was. He was awesome.
He was incredible. So, yeah, you've got some examples of that. Compared to Draymond Green, he had enough guard skills that he could turn himself into what he became. And
it's knowing your role, too. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Like somebody like Draymond embraced not being an offensive option, where a lot of guys in today's basketball can't accept that mentally. But I think like Duren for the Pistons is a prime example that he accepts what he is. He's a 10-foot-and-in guy. He's not out there trying to shoot
threes.
And that's
exactly what he should be. And they got good, you know, they got good combination with those two guys inside.
Absolutely.
They play off each other perfectly, and Asar Thompson's another one. Now, he may eventually get a little bit better, but he can score enough because he's such a great slasher to the basket. But that isn't why you got him. You got him for a specific role.
Yep.
Ron Holland may develop into a scorer. He's got a little bit better shot. You
At
know.
One time, he was the number one recruit in all of high school. Like, people thought he was the next it. Now, he got to pick five, so it's not like it's that crazy, but he was it coming out of high school.
Yeah, so they're in pretty good shape that way with guys moving forward. But it's always the NBA draft, to me, it's interesting. I think for a lot of folks, it's gone down in their minds because it's really hard to sort everything out, especially these days. And I always, you know, when I read the recaps of it, and I read a lot on this too, It's like, hey, well, he fits a need. They need this and that. Well, most of these guys aren't going to fit your need at all. You know, they wouldn't even be on your team in an ideal world. A lot of guys, you know, come from the G League. You end up with a lot of G League players who end up being real good players that, you know, you don't even think about, but they end up being great players.
Well, and I think in today's NBA, it's completely different, too. You look at a guy like Reed Sheppard, who was a third overall pick to the Houston Rockets last year, and he spent majority of the year in the G League. And, what, 5 years ago, you would have never said that for a top three pick.
Right.
So I think that's a big difference.
And I do think whoever the Pistons take, and last year, their Cruz roster really didn't have a lot of impact on them. I think they need to take advantage of that a little bit with whatever they're doing here and try to get a little bit more out of that so that they can get it. But, you know, they got a good team. You know, everybody's talking about they got to do this, they got to do that. They should try to improve themselves. They got a decent cap situation. But again, they got to re-sign Beasley ideally. And they have to, they don't have to do some kind of drastic move where, you know, get trade for Kevin Durant. Well, you know, it wasn't going to happen.
Yeah, I've always...
Get the Greek Freak. It's not going
to
happen.
I've been a big naysayer when it comes to trading for one of these guys because you got to trade so many of your pieces that help get you to this spot as it is.
Well, I wouldn't trade Ivy. I mean, there might be a possibility of reading a column that says that unless the offer's, you know, one of his godfathers.
Yeah, 100%, and I agree with that. But to trade Durin, Ivy, and a Thompson or Holland and then multiple picks, I think you're hurting yourself more in the long run than you would actually help yourself in the short term.
Yeah, Ben Simmons is available.
See, but that would be a free agent guy. And I'm not even against him because he is a defensive guy that's 6'10", that can handle the ball.
He did all right at the end of the year.
We won't get into that conversation, but I'm not against Ben Simmons. Now am I against Ben Simmons at the crazy contract that he signed to? Absolutely.
You and traded Jeremy Grant in the first-round pick back in the day? Anyway.
Maybe.
Anyway. Yeah, maybe I would have. Yeah, I don't know. Evan's all over
Depends
the place.
Depends on the year.
No, we appreciated the conversation. Appreciate you listening today. Don't forget, it's very important to us to like us, to subscribe to us wherever you get your podcasts, Apple iTunes Store, Google Play Store, of course, Odyssey.com. Evan's at Gentman Jenkins on X. I'm Pat Caputo 98 on X. And check out our Facebook pages for 97.1 The Ticket and the X account for 97.1 The Ticket. That's where I post all this stuff. I write columns, too. I appreciate the people who read the columns and everything. And just appreciate you for listening. We'll talk to you next time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
we've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.